Good morning, everybody. This is Lacey and Shelly with Droppy Talk. I hope you guys are enjoying our episodes over the last several weeks. We've talked about some really fun things, and last week we talked about reflexology, so I hope you were able to join Shelly with that. Last week we were so busy, our schedules had a hard time coordinating, but today we are here and we're super excited to continue with you guys. Hope you're learning some great fun things. And
oh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I just yawned. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so tired. Last week was such a busy week for us.
It was.
Yeah. It seems like it's all catching up to me now. I felt like I haven't slept in days. I'm groggy. I can't even concentrate. I feel all irritable and frustrated and moody. Oh my gosh, my husband can't even stand me right now. And if that isn't enough, I feel like I'm getting sick. Oh my gosh, what a busy week.
That's crazy. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I seem to be caring for my kids and forgetting about myself.
Well, that tends to happen.
And I need to utilize my oils. I've got to start using my oils for myself.
Are you like me and use them on your kids and you take care of your kids all the time? And then when it comes to you, you're just like, ugh, and then you forget.
24/7. Yep, 24/7. I have roller bottles for my kids out the yin yang. I mean, for the throat, for the back, for the feet, for the head, for the cry, for the boo boo. But when it comes to me, yeah, I just kind of forget.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And I know yesterday being Mother's Day, we all pamper ourselves and we think about ourselves the one time on Mother's Day. But we should really celebrate Mother's Day for ourselves every day. Like, do something good for you, whether that's remembering to roll your sleepy roller on your feet before you go to bed, or do something. Because, you know, if we're not caring for ourselves, like, how do we care for other people? Like, we need to fill our cup up so we can share our cup with our family or what, you know, whoever needs us. And being tired is, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but being tired is like being sleepy and stressed are like the top two things that everything else in your life stems from.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why I feel like I'm getting sick, because just a stressful week, it was continuous stress. And and I feel like I'm getting the sniffles. My immune system's down because of it. And less sleep. Irritable, frustrated, cranky. Yeah, so I need to up my oil intake immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. Just start. When we're done here, go home and maybe take an Epsom salt bath. I know that's one of our favorite things to do, except for I do it more with my kids than I do for myself. But we'll have an Epsom salt bath. I add usually the two of my go-to oils for my kiddos in the bath is frankincense and lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And those are so amazing to calm and soothe and relax. And they love taking Epsom salt baths. First of all, because they like to shake the salt into the bathtub.
Yeah, it makes it fun for them.
And then they like to stand and then kind of mix it up with their feet. And then they sit down. So yeah, they love doing that, especially before bed, because the frankincense and lavender is so calming and soothing to every part of your body. So
I know with the Epsom salt, it's a source of magnesium, and that really helps with relaxation too. So I think I might go home and take an Epsom salt bath.
Yeah.
I like to use Roman chamomile in my Epsom salt baths.
Do you
just
because
really? The smell is super relaxing, just the smell alone. Not to mention, like, Roman chamomile, actually, if you take it internally, with doTERRAs, you can take it internally, but Roman chamomile actually helps to slow all of your body systems down so that you're able to relax.
Really? Yeah.
Love Roman chamomile.
Oh my gosh. If you add, like, I made a teething roller for my kids, and it has Roman chamomile and lavender, and you just roll it, like, on the jawline, and that roller alone, I'm just like, oh, smell it. And I'm like, oh, it smells so good. I love Roman chamomile, but I never thought to put it in the bath.
Yeah. Yeah. I take baths with it a lot. But I haven't this week.
Right?
Yeah, I just kind of forgot about myself. But I was going to say lavender, too. Whenever I'm looking for oils to help with sleep and relaxation, I always like to look at the properties of an oil, and then I'll know what kind of a roller to mix for myself. So, like, for instance, we talked...
Or your kids, right?
Or my kids, yeah.
Mostly our kids.
Mostly our kids, but... First, I like cedarwood too. Cedarwood's a great oil, and cedarwood is actually a sedative, which means it's really going to help to calm you down. And cedarwood really helps with the calming, like I said, but also with any anxious feelings that you might have. So if you've had a really exciteful day and you go to lay down at night, cedarwood really helps to calm the mind. Mm-hmm. So. I need to stick cedarwood by my bed tonight so I can rub some on my feet and the back of my neck.
That's my favorite oil. I use it every... Except for I did not use it last night because I think I was so pooped that I forgot. Mm-hmm. And we, my husband and I, did not sleep good. I normally put it at the base of my skull because I know that that's going to help calm my mind. And then I put it on the bottoms of my feet and the bottoms of my big toe because the bottoms of your big toe is directly connected to your brain. Mm-hmm. So that's where I put it always, and I didn't last night, and I could totally tell with the
huge
type of sleep I had.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And then lavender, I know like a lot of people recommend lavender for sleep and calming, but for some people, lavender doesn't work. It actually does the opposite to them. Mm-hmm. So cedarwood would be a great substitute if lavender didn't work. But again, one of the top properties in lavender, it's a sedative, and it's also... nerving and relaxing and soothing. So lavender is multi-use for many, many different things. Sleep issues, it helps with stress, anxious feelings again. Mm-hmm. Even for the little ones, colicky or, you know, upset baby, it helps. But also helps with headaches too, whenever you're overly stressed or overly tired, rubbing that on.
Another thing I like to use it for is... Even just like any type of skin,
sure.
Topically for cuts and scrapes and all that kind of stuff, but it's really good to add with deep blue for muscles.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like cramps or any type of joint pain, muscle pain. Like it's
not only that, just a little story about lavender. Not even just topical use, but even just aromatic. My husband's cousin had some surgery, and she had just came out of. You know, just came out of the recovery, and she was moaning and groaning. Just you could tell she was in pain. And I literally grabbed my lavender bottle and rubbed it in my hands and put it over her nose. Her eyes were still shut and everything. She was just, you could hear her just, you know, she was discomfort bad. As soon as she smelt the lavender, I mean, immediately it went from like a moaning to a,
That's so cool. Yeah. But she wasn't aware yet, really.
Yeah, it was crazy how it worked. And then a little, like maybe a minute or two after that, she started opening her eyes and she literally was like, thank you. So it calmed her, but it like literally, don't know if it took her pain away, but it calmed her so much that she wasn't focused on the pain.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing to see that. Another one is that it's petitgrain.
Petting, yeah.
So I always struggle with that one and a few others. But that is also a sedative too, and a nerving. So it's really good. And that's not really one I ever think about to use.
My husband actually loves petitgrain. When we went to our convention, Dr. Hill, when he was explaining petitgrain, he calls it like the man's lavender because it's not floral sounding or smelling, not sounding, but floral smelling like lavender. Like lavender is more of, you know, if you were to say boy and girl oil or something, like a lot of women are obviously really drawn to lavender. Some men too, which is totally fine. But, you know, if you don't want to smell like lavender, then petitgrain would be a very comparable choice. And I didn't really like the smell at first.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I never think about using it.
But when we diffuse it, like my husband puts it in the diffuser all the time because we have a diffuser on each side of our bed. Like he'll put his oils in and I'll put mine. But Petitgrain, I have come to really like the smell of it. It smells really good. So it's definitely a more, and not to say women can't use it, but it's more of manly if your husband is like, "Ooh, lavender's too floral," then go to Petitgrain.
One thing I like about Petitgrain is the emotional balance that you can get from it, is if you're really feeling conflicted, it really helps to harmonize you. So I know my week last week was just crazy. So, it's here and there, and yeah, I kind of felt conflicted and in what my priorities were all last week. So I should have grabbed this oil. I should have grabbed Petitgrain.
Right?
Would have, should have, could have. I got to just start putting them by my side. Another one, Lacey, is Roman chamomile. We
We,
talked about
yeah.
it, but Roman chamomile also is the sedative, like I said. But I can't talk enough about Roman chamomile. I even when you're over excitement, even for my kids too. Overly excited from a day in school, or I know we got a field trip coming up tomorrow to the zoo, and I know my son's going to be all super excited, and his day is going to be just revved up from that. So
We had our zoo
definitely.
field trip last week.
Oh,
Maybe
yeah.
that's what I should have used
I
was
know.
some Roman chamomile.
Right. Oh, so I think I'm going to carry a roller with that. But also, another really good one is sandalwood. I love sandalwood too. Just that. I don't know if it's the musky smell or what I
The
like about
woody
it. The woody,
smells are super calming. So I don't know if you've noticed there's somewhat of a theme,
Sure.
but some of the woody ones are the calming ones. And one day I felt very drawn to sandalwood and lavender. And I'm like, all right, well, these two are the ones today. And I put them in my diffuser and I was like, holy cow, that is so what I needed. Because the two together
Yeah.
was like an unbelievable scent, but it calmed everything about whatever I needed
Just
that
I can
day.
almost smell it right now, the mixture. Great for really dry skin too. So you said your
Sandalwood.
lavender for your skin issues, but also sandalwood's good for that.
Awesome.
But yeah, just calming and relaxing altogether. And then another one I don't ever think to grab is spikenard, because spikenard smells like stinky feet
I
or
think it
something.
smells like chocolatey. It smells like chocolate black licorice. It's the weirdest
Yeah,
smell.
everybody's description is different of
Different.
spikenard. But again, spikenard is a sedative. But spikenard really helps with, again, sleep issues, stress issues, tension.
The emotional balance is crazy from
Yeah.
spikenard too.
Yeah. Using spikenard, you can totally become tranquil, which you need after a busy, stressful week. But spikenard, because I don't like the smell of it, it blends really good with like blue tansy. Oh my gosh,
I love blue
another
tansy. I'm like, oh, let's keep talking. Let's get the diffuser and fill it with all of these right now.
But it also blends good with like frankincense or geranium, lavender,
Ooh.
vetiver, wild orange, which
But
are all
that
really good ones for what we're
calming.
talking about.
Oh, I
Yeah.
kind of want to make like a roller out of all
I
this.
know, just add them all together. But then, oh, vetiver.
Vetiver. Yep.
Oh, a lot of people don't like the smell of vetiver. It just is real rooty and
Well, it
earthy.
is a root, and
Yeah.
it comes from obviously underground, so it smells real dirty,
Yeah.
like dirt. But it's one of those oils that, I've talked to a lot. Oh, I hate vetiver. I'm like, give it a
I
couple
know.
months and
Yep.
use it. And now it's like, oh my God, vetiver, it smells really good because it's so calming,
Grounding.
grounding, totally. My husband loves it. He's like, oh, I love vetiver. Like,
Me
he puts it
too.
on his feet every night.
Me too. You can also take vetiver internally, but again, only doTERRA's oils you'd want to do internally. But internally, even in a cup of hot tea at night, a drop of
Really?
chamomile and a drop of vetiver.
Oh.
So just like get your tea bag of chamomile and then add a drop of chamomile, because we know that tea bag is not potent at all. And then a drop of vetiver and sleep like a baby.
Oh, I so want to try
Yeah.
that. Oh my God.
I mean,
I'm going to
again,
make my
yeah,
tea.
so the taste is going to be a little off with the vetiver, but who cares if it makes you go to sleep?
Right?
And again, great for concentration issues,
focus,
irritability, like I just talked about. I feel like that. I need to go home and take some bit of her.
It's really supportive for mood enhancement. Yeah. I don't know. Vetiver is great. Super grounding if you need that. Especially, you could use it even in the morning if you just feel like off the wall in the morning and you can't quite gather your thoughts. Put some vetiver, get some grounding in your day, and then move forward.
Boost it, yeah. Wild orange, too. You wouldn't think of wild orange as helping with sleep and being tired. But vetiver is actually, wild orange is actually a sedative too, when you mix it with the right oils.
Right, right.
So you can use it as an energizer mixed with peppermint, let's say, to be more alert. But you can use it mixed with all these others we just talked about, and the sedative property will come out in it.
I think that's so neat.
So if you're really having anxious feelings, maybe before a test or maybe even before surgery
or work,
wherever you have a lot of high stress and anxious feelings, to use it for that. So a lot of great oils.
One of my friends says her son, wild orange is like the only oil that he will diffuse at night because he loves it. And I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Especially that your kids know like what oils they like before they go to bed. But
My son gets, when his immune system starts to shut down, he always breaks out with fever blisters on his lip.
Oh.
Yeah, and the first thing he does when he gets the little tingle is, Mom, you need to get me an oil. And one oil I find that will just kick that virus to be gone is Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
I will just dab a tiny bit of Melissa on his cold sore, and it won't even...
It won't pop.
It just scabs almost immediately and goes away within a day or two.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so like Melissa for that.
Yeah, Melissa's great. We have a blend of the week for you guys to try. And remember, not all oils are going to work the exact same for everybody. And like Shelley had mentioned earlier, was sometimes lavender for people is not a calming, relaxing oil. Like for my nephew, it does not work. So my sister uses... She might use bergamot in place of lavender, but there are others that you can kind of replace. But one oil that we found, or one combo that we found that works well for most people, is make a roller blend of lavender, cedarwood, and vetiver. Do about 5 drops of each in a 10 milliliter roller, fill the rest with fractionated coconut oil, and then shake it up, and then there's your nighttime roller. So, Shelley, you're going to go home.
I am.
And you're going to make yourself a sleepy roller so you can use it before bed and take a Roman chamomile bath. I so want to try that tea.
Oh, my God. Telling you, it is awesome.
So.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that, and I will report back to you guys next week. And hopefully I will have a 100% better week with my oils.
I know, right? So just remember... The more consistent you are, the better it works. And for us moms, like, this is what we're talking about is self-care. And we really need to make that a priority, because then if we're not taking care of ourselves, we can't take care of other people. And it sucks to be down and out when we're sick or we're tired or, you know, whatever. So start with yourself. Get some sleep. Manage your stress. And then a lot of other symptoms kind of just fall away.
Yeah.
So.
Again, we want to thank everybody for joining Droppy Talk, incorporating essential oils for busy people and busy lives. So we want to thank you, and we will hopefully get lots of applauses and lots of favorites from this episode.
If you liked what we talked about today, please share it with your friends and family. Or remember, if you guys have questions, please just email us or Facebook or whatever, because we share it on Facebook and Instagram. And so
thank you guys. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can find me at www.my.doterra.com/ did I say that right? See how tired I am? Like, my mind just doesn't function.
Do you want me to write it for you?
No, it's www my.doterra.com/poppiesapothecary.
And mine is www.my.doterra.com/ www. Oh my gosh, maybe I'm tired too. MyDoTerra, so MyDoTerra.com/Lacey, LACEY, and then Duran, DURAN. All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.